Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter im Sech des Ahalis Perik Tes Zayin Mishnah Beis. So let's review for a moment what we learned in the last part of the previous Mishnah, of Mishnah Aleph. Any keli, regardless of how thin it is, if it's over the mace, will become tummy. But if you want that tumah to go up to the keli and spread to something else that is underneath that keli, it would have to be wide a tefach. Frek the Mishnah, our Mishnah here, Mishnah Beis, Ketzah. Give me an example of this din that the movable object brings tumah on itself, even if it's just a kol shehu, even though it's wide just a little bit. And the Mishnah is going to give us a very interesting case. We would have not thought of this case. So the Mishnah gives us a practical example. We have a kush. What is a kush? It's a long stick. The Nashim use it, explains the Batanura, to help them spin threads. It's basically just a plain pole. The reason it's roi to be makabel tuma is because at the edge of the pole, there's like a metal hook attached to it. There's a round metal ball that the pole goes through, and then there's like a little hook afterwards. If not for that, it wouldn't be makabel tuma, because it's just pshutei kleye, it's just a regular piece of wood, it's not a keli. Zakta Mishnah, we have this kush, shehu tachav bekaisel. It was inserted into a wall. It sticks out of the wall. And we have a kachasi zayis, a half a zayis of basar min hames, mitachtav underneath it. Let's say it's on the floor underneath this kush. If I would go up in a straight line, I would hit the kush. But this kachatzi zayis is like toward the front of the pole. Not the part that's inserted in the wall, let's say toward the front where the hook is. But it's underneath, it's mitachtav. The kachatzi zayis, there's another, about a half a kazayis, me'al gabav, stuck to the wall on top of the pole. Now each of these half zayisim are aligned with the pole. The one underneath is directly underneath the pole. The one on top is directly above the pole. But the two half zayisim are not underneath each other. The one on the floor, let's say, is toward the front. The one on top, let's say, is stuck to the wall, at the part where the pole goes into the wall. That's what the Mishnah means, avopi, even though. She'ena mechivanim, the two half zayisim are not aligned. But despite that, this kush, tummy, will be tummy. Why? Because the half azayas that's underneath it, let's say toward the hook part, and the half azayas that's on top of it, let's say toward the wall part, combine to form a kazayas. Either kush is much narrower than a tefach, but this is an example of what we said, that for the keli itself to become tummy, you don't need a tefach. Nimsa, so it turns out that the kush, maybe a satuma la'atzmai, brings the tuma on itself, but kol shehu, even though it's only wide a drop. Vaiter zakta Mishnah hakadar, this is a person who sells pots. Shuiver, he's passing by. Vahasal al kisefai. Usually sal means a basket, but that's not what we mean over here. The sal over here, explains the Batanura, is actually a pole. It's actually short for the word asel. And maybe you remember a Mishnah in Masechtas Kelim, Perik Yud Zayin, Mishnah Tez Zayin. Esel Shiesh Loi Beis Kibul Mois, it said over there. So this is a pole that the potter carries, and the pots hang from the pole. So again, Hakadra, the one who sells these Kli Cheres, Shuever, he's passing through, Vahasal, and the pole that the pots are hanging from Al Kasefi are on his shoulders. Vahel Sidai Achas, ala kever, one side of the pole went over a kever, and on the other side, it's obviously over the kelim that are hanging from it. But if this pole does not have a paseach tefach, if it's not wide a tefach, zok the Mishnah, kelim shebetzad hasheni, the kelim on the other side, tahayr natar. So if someone comes running and says, stop, stop, don't use those kelim. I was watching this person who sells the pots. One side was over a kever, and there were kelim hanging on the other side. Relax. If the pole is not wide a tefach, the other kelim don't become tamei. The only thing is, v'im yesh basal paseach tefach, if the pole is wide a tefach, then tameim, then the kelim on the other side are tamei. Let's go on to case number 3 in our Mishnah. Hatluliyais. These are mounds of earth, like little mountains. Maybe better call it like a pile of earth. Hakroivais bein li'ir bein l'derech, that are near either a city or a road. And both the city or the road are near a basic forest. And I'm looking at these mounds of earth, And I can tell whether it's brand new, someone just piled up the earth here, or it's been here for a while. It's like the Mishnah, it would make no difference, really. Echad chedashis, whether there are new mounds of earth, the echad yeshanis, or old ones. Because it's near a cemetery, or because it's near a derech, it's near a road, for reasons we shall soon explain, temeis. Why? Because this could very well mean that there was a nephil over here. A nephil means a baby that came out before it was time to be born, so it's very small. And it could be that the Nashim buried their nephilim over here. So what do you mean only if it's near a city or near the road? Because that's how it was. Could be the woman went out to bury this nephil. She didn't want to go too far away from the city. Generally, they wouldn't go past 50 amos from a city. She would have to go more than 50 amos. She would make sure her husband comes along with her. Once her husband comes along with her, they would go all the way to the Beis HaKvaris. They wouldn't just find some mound of earth. So I'm not worried about a mound of earth that's far from a city. It doesn't make sense a nephil should be there. A woman would not come here alone. And if she came with a man, they wouldn't bury the nephil here. They would go to a Beis HaKvaris. But if it's near a city, maybe the woman just snuck out, quickly buried the nephil, and went back into the city. Okay, so why are you telling me if it's near a road, though, even if it's more than 50 amos from the city? Because here we're saying it could be they set out to bury the mace close to Shabbos. They thought they would be able to get to the Beis HaKvaris, bury the mace, and make it back. But then they see, no. They're not going to make it. We have no choice. Let's just bury the nephil in this mound of earth here and hurry back. Shabbos is coming. So again, Harachaka is the mounds of earth that are far from the city or far from the road. Chadash is, if you can tell, that it's a relatively new mound of earth, to Hayreis. The woman would not come out alone so far to bury a mace. She doesn't leave the city alone. And if her husband was coming with her, they wouldn't have stopped here. They would have kept on going. They would have gone till the basic forest. For that matter, if it's far away from a road, it wouldn't make sense they would bury a mace here. Because even if they set out and they couldn't make it before Shabbos, so why would they walk away far from the road? If they're going far from the road, they could have already gone to the Beis HaKvaris. However, says the Mishnah Vayter, the Yeshanis, if it looks like an old mound of earth that's been here for a while, to Meyos, even if it's far from the city, why? Because it could be at one point it was near the city. If it's an old mound of earth, even if it's not near a road, could be at one point there was a road over here. The road is gone. You know what I thought of this Mishnah? Next to Barapak, between Barapak and Flatbush, there's a huge Beis HaChayim. Huge. Maybe a mile and a half by a mile and a half. You know why it's there? So somebody explained to me, because once that was the edge of town. There were no houses past that. Let's say there was Borough Park, end of Borough Park. There was a woods, that was it, just woods, like in the country. So they cut down the trees and made a Beis HaChayim there. So now there are houses on both sides. Not just houses, but miles and miles of houses on both sides. But you never know what the history was. So here we're saying just the opposite. Even though right now there's no city here, there could have been a city here. But if it's new, I don't have that chashash. Okay, so the bottom line is you're telling me that if it's near a city or near a road, I have to be concerned. So Ez Hikraiva, what's called near? What's called near that even if it's new, you have to assume that it's Tamei, Zakta Mishnah, Chamisha Mama, 50 Amos from the city or from the road. Afterwards, it's considered old. And again, why are we saying 50 amos? Because that's the amount a woman would go out alone to bury a nephil. Further than that, she wouldn't leave the city. And once again, and if she took her husband with her, they wouldn't bury her the nephil in a mound. They would keep going to the Beis HaChayim. Zeh al tetanakam, v'yishen, what's called old, where we say if it's old, even if it's far from a city or far from a road, we're still going to say maybe once it was near a city or near a road, but that city or road is not here anymore. So you're giving me a shear in time. What's the shear in time? Shishim Shana, 60 years. Dibir Amezi, Halt Rebbe Meir. But Derech Klal, a person doesn't remember what happened before 60 years. Isaac Rebbe Meir. So maybe this was once near a city or a Derech, but people don't remember the city or the Derech. Rebbe Yehuda says, Kroiva, what does near mean? She'en Kroiva Mimen. There's no other mound closer than that to a city or to a road. But if you have a brand new mound, but there's another brand new mound that is closer than this one to a city or a road, then this one that I'm standing by is tar, even if it's within 50 amos. Why? Because if somebody did come to bury a Nephil over here, why would they go to the further one if there's one closer? So Rabbi Yehuda is Maida, that a mound that is not within 50 yamis of a city or to a road is considered far. What he's adding is that sometimes, even if it's within 50 yamis, even though it's new, it will not be metama if there's one that's closer. No one goes to the further one if there's a closer one. As far as how old the mound has to be, the yeshana, what's called old, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the time frame of 60 years. Rather, old is she'ein adam zaychera. A person does not remember a time that there was no tlulis here. So again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, what's called an old tlulis, an old mound? Does anyone remember when this mound was made? Does anyone remember someone standing here with a shovel? No, no one remembers. Oh, if you don't remember that, maybe you don't remember that used to be a city nearby or a road nearby. But if anyone remembers, oh, I remember who made that mound or when it was made. So even if it's more than 60 years ago, I'm not chashish for tuma. Because he also would have remembered, I can ask him, was there a city here? Was there a road here? So chazing over our Mishnah. The Mishnah began by being mevayer what we learned about at the end of Mishnah Aleph, that a pole that could be extremely narrow, less than a tefach, is still going to bring tuma to itself. And we had an interesting example. You have a kush, this long pole with a hook at the end, that's stuck into a wall. There's a half a kazayas of a mace underneath it toward the front of the pole, directly underneath it. And there's a half a kazayas directly over the pole, but the two half a kazayas are not aligned with each other. The half a kazayas that's above, let's say that's stuck on the wall. The one that's on the bottom is by the hook side. But we still say that this kush, this pole, is going to connect the two half a zesim, and therefore it's going to become tame. And this is another example of what the Mishnah told us at the end of Mishnah Aleph, that v'al atzman, on it itself, it's a kalshuch. When would you need it to be? Why the tefach? If you would want the tumah to go up to the pole, spread along the pole and come down to something else. But to be metama the pole itself, even a kalshuch. Second case the Mishnah told us is about someone selling pots. He has a pole. The pots are hanging from the pole. He carries the pots on his shoulder. He passes by one side was over a caver, and the other side you have pots hanging down. This pole is less than a tefach, and therefore the kelim on the other side are tahar. And in Chanami, if the pole is more than a tefach, the kelim on the other side are tameh. Then we spoke about mounds of earth in the ground, and where concern is that maybe someone buried a nephil, a baby that came out before its time. Maybe someone buried this nephil over there. So if it's near either a city or a road, whether it's new or whether it's old, we're worried and we say no, tame. If it's near a city, it's very possible a woman went out on her own and buried a nephil there. If it's near a road, it's possible that even she and her husband may have traveled before Shabbos to try to get to the Beis HaChaim. They saw that they won't be able to get to the Beis HaChaim, bury the nephil and make it back before Shabbos. So they just buried the nephil in a mound on the side of the earth. It makes a difference whether it's new or old. I have these concerns. If it's far from the city, so a woman would not travel so far away from the city. And if she would, she would be traveling with her husband. And if she was going with her husband, they would go all the way to the Beis HaChaim. It doesn't make sense they would just bury the nephil in some mound. So if it's far away from the city, or it's far away from a road where I have no concern that they were traveling thinking they're going to make it by Shabbos and they realize they have to turn around, then I look to see whether it's new or old. If it's new, it's tahar, for reasons explained. But if it's very old, then it's tameh. Why? Because maybe there once was a city nearby here, or there once was a road nearby. You just don't remember there was a city or a road here. And what's called near? The mayor holds 50 amis. 50 amis to a city, 50 amis to a road. And what's called that it's old? The mayor says 60 years. You don't remember things that happened before 60 years. Rabbi Yehuda says, what's called near? Near means there's no other one closer than it. Stamazir Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the shira of 50 am. But if Lamaisa, there's a mound 10 amis away, and this one is 40 amis away, it doesn't make sense that somebody would bury a nephil in the one that's 40 amis away. So the one that's 40 amis away, even though it's within the 50, would be tahar according to Rabbi Yehuda. As far as what's called old, Rabbi Yehuda does not agree with the shear of 60 years. He says, old means no one remembers when this towel was made. Someone remembers when this mound was made. Someone remembers, oh, I remember the old farmer. He was standing with a shovel. I remember making the mound. Okay, so then you would also remember if there was a city or a road nearby. If no one remembers when it was made, then we have to worry. Maybe also no one remembers that there used to be a city or a road nearby.